I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. I am still just amazed at the comments we're getting. School lunch, you know what it is about school lunches? It's the government, it's who's paying, it's kids. It all comes together. But we've been called elitist today, because we think that kids prefer peanut butter and jelly over tuna fish. That's what the thing's out there.
Tuna snobs.
Tuna snobs. So I'm going to have to get, I wouldn't go. Now, adults, I think it would be tuna over the peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I think so. We have State Representative Martina White from Northeast Philadelphia. She'll rule on this, but she's also involved in being, I guess, the only representative. I know she could take us inside a bit what it was like yesterday with this mayor's news conference that's making national news because of the six police officers shot. And I have something to ask her that I think is very pertinent to it. Martina White, Representative, thank you for joining us again today, Martina.
No problem, Dom.
I don't know if you hear what we're talking about, but we have people that are deadbeat parents over in Cherry Hill. So they're trying to make the kids eat tuna rather than peanut butter and jelly to force the parents to pay. Do you have a preference?
Well, I mean, I just had tuna this morning on a bagel. I'm pretty okay with it. Okay. But I certainly am a huge, huge fan of PB&J. That's
Yeah, that's a bigger.
I make a mad PB&J.
I love the way you did that. You took all the constituencies in Northeast Philadelphia together. You took them all together, and you honored each one of them. I have to work on that. Now, you were apparently, you know, one of the few representatives, the only representative. We had Sharif Street on today, and I know that you were invited. I think you went to hear what the mayor said before they went public. So you went because it's the right thing to do, given your office, right? But you didn't go along with standing there with the stuff they were saying yesterday.
Yeah, so I went to hear what, you know, our leaders in Philadelphia had to say, and there were Democrat leadership from both the local, state, and federal level that were present at the, what they called a pre-meeting to the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, it was, in my personal opinion, it was not something that I felt was going to be reflective of what my views are on the issue. And so I did not continue into the press conference itself.
Now, a couple things come out of this with me that you didn't do that. One is you're in Northeast Philadelphia, and I think this underlines a big, broad thing that you've kind of talked about before, how people in Northeast Philadelphia, by and large, now significant numbers versus the rest of the city, I don't think they go along with this outright wild progressivism of Kenny and Krasner and all the rest of it, that Northeast Philadelphia, where you represent, still is a bastion kind of common sense, and they're not liking some of these policies, I would guess.
Look, I think what's become apparent was that even during, while the shooting incident was taking place, and just to give a shout out to our police commissioner, to Philadelphia Police Department, our FOP, supporting all of these officers on the street, I am just so proud of them and proud of the work that they do every day. They have to know that the people of Philadelphia, we love them, and we know that they're going to be there for us when we need them. They're out there keeping us safe. But I think what's become apparent is that even as the shooting incident was taking place the day after, the day of, there were progressive politicians from local, state, and federal levels that just could not resist trying to take advantage of the situation in an effort to just satisfy a political agenda and please special interests that are just all about gun confiscation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. But let me challenge you with what they say. Here's a narrative that's out there. I've seen it nationally, locally, et cetera. They say people like you, Republicans in Harrisburg and leadership, if you really care about cops, and you're second to none that I've ever seen that was in touch with the FOP and they supported you before you won when we didn't know about you, if you really care about cops, you would be for all these gun control things, particularly banning assault weapons, capacity, and all that. How can you say you care about cops, they argue, if you don't support those programs?
So as lawmakers, we pass legislation in Harrisburg. But what happens is our legislation, our laws, are only effective when they're actually enforced mm-hmm. by our law enforcement and then prosecuted, that the lawmakers are actually prosecuted thereafter. And so I just think there's always going to be criminals who ignore our laws, just like this shooter, Maurice Hill. He was a serial offender and a felon who never should have been on our streets. And whether there are calls for changes in law, we just have to recognize that in order for these laws to be effective, they have to be enforced, they have to be upheld, and the criminals, the lawbreakers, have to be prosecuted.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, seemingly, though, maybe you can tell me differently, but the sources I have say some of your colleagues in the suburbs, so you're holding fast on this, they're weakening on this because they feel that people want these things. Stronger red flag rules, more gun confiscation. We had Sharif Street on saying, well, why can't you not have to by law report if a gun is missing or stolen? With severe penalties, banning of weapons. Is there a lot of pressure, do you think? You seem to be kind of resistant to it, that you're in the sweet spot of your voters, and yet a lot of these suburban, Martina, they think their voters are going to turn on them if they don't pass all this stuff.
So I think it's important for the people's voices to be heard. And as legislators, that is our job, to not only protect their constitutional rights, just like law enforcement mm-hmm. officers do, but also to express how people feel and the types of legislation that are reflective of that. And I think in my district, generally speaking, we expect common sense solutions to problems. And I think that some of what the governor had proposed today in terms of his executive orders, in terms of mental health, revisions in our system there, and some of the other aspects of support systems for law enforcement officers to be able to do their jobs better and become more effective. That's where I think our focus also has to be. And in terms of accountability measures, in my personal view, and I think that also reflects my constituents in Northeast Philadelphia and across the Commonwealth, are the fact that we cannot have district attorneys who are basically having carte blanche, unchecked discretion to give criminals deals, basically sweetheart deals that jeopardize the safety of law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely right. Listeners want to know every time that we have you on, holding out hope that finally in Harrisburg, my God, how you put up with this, you have great ideas. And then they were tweaked around sanctuary cities and how to push back on this. It's overwhelming what a lot of people across the state want on this, 75% to 80% at least. What's an update on that? Is that going to happen at any point in the near future?
So, yes, I do believe that we are going to be working on that hopefully this fall. That is my intention. And again, I know I've spoken to you about it before later on, or I guess now or the end of the summer pretty much. But throughout the summer, I was appointed to be the chair of the Transportation Task Force on Infrastructure in Harrisburg. So a little bit of my time has been allocated toward making sure we have a good transportation system here in Philadelphia and across our Commonwealth. Obviously, safety is a top priority, and sanctuary cities is encompassed in that. So I am not giving up on that issue. I repeat, that is something I am going to continue to advocate for and get addressed this session.
Absolutely. Martina White, thank you, Martina. Thanks for jumping in today, and thanks for what you do, particularly for police officers.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dom. Thank you. And thank you to all of our local law enforcement. We're really proud of you guys. And if you see an officer today, make sure you thank them, everybody. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.